You know what? I wish I could really tell you that, but I don't know. Lefteri's kind of made a joke when I told him what I was going to do for the workshop, which is scary comics. He said, well, that's good. You're a scary guy. And he meant it like you do the scary stuff. But the truth is, I don't know. I couldn't explain to you how to do it. And that's what I'm going to talk about in the workshop, is that it's not a matter of, okay, now we're going to take this formula and do scary comics. You break it down into A, B, C, D, and equals scary. You just have to know, there has to be something in you that knows how to do it. And if I tried to draw Superman, it would be dark and have shadows all around it and stuff too. It's just how I think. It's just like kind of, you know, if you took Tim Burton and you said Tim Burton do Alice in Wonderland, it wouldn't look like Disney Alice in Wonderland. And so it's same thing. I guess, you know, you could dissect it and say, okay, there's different angles of how you see things and distortions of body shapes and things like that, and you maybe take a more of a disturbing angle on a picture than just straight on, and you do lighting that makes things look a little different. But to me, that just is a beautiful thing. You know, when you put lighting on stuff, it makes it more beautiful than just drawing a person and they don't have any light source and it's just flat and boring. And when you're going to draw someone in the dark, you don't just make it black. You put, okay, how can I make it really black but still show the figure? You have to know lighting. You have to put just all black and a little bit of highlight here and there. And, you know, people look at it and say, oh, he does scary stuff. But to me, it's just finding a way to make it, you know, interesting in depth and beautiful with the light source.